Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
Join us on Now We Consume. Take in the knowledge. Take in the laughs. Indulge in the topics with us. The Now We Consume podcast will take you through the parts of your day you normally dread. Why suffer through the existential crisis of life alone when you can do it with us? And now we consume.
This is not meant to be a conspiracy episode or podcast, but we may cover some topics that dance that line like a toddler dances on their mother's last nerve. This podcast is rated I for immature audiences only.
Welcome back to the Now We Consume podcast, where your darkest fears are slowly coming true episode by episode. I'm your host, Pip, here with my long-lost co-host, Gibbs.
Hello!
Sorry,
I got so excited I forgot to say something.
I found him sliding around in a pile of Astroglide. The universe finally kind of gave him up for a weekend, and I was able to pull him up and clean him off a little bit.
The fuck is Astroglide?
Lube.
Are you serious right now?
No.
We just got a really weird glimpse into your sex life, buddy.
No. You should know this by now. Life does not use lube on me. Let me tell you. But this, I am a sore man.
Well, I know that you have apparently forgotten the safe word with the way the universe has been tossing you around.
No.
So
I don't have one anymore.
Yeah.
So I accept my fate.
Absolutely. So it's good to have you back. Also with us tonight is Gibbles.
Hi.
Say the high words, Gibbles.
Hi.
So, this episode is going to be kind of a special one for us. We're going to be taking a break after this. So we have to say goodbye for a little bit, much as we don't want to. Life is lifing a little too hard. However, when we come back, we're going to be making a few changes. We're going to be stepping up our production game a little bit. And Gibbles over here is going to be, hopefully, a more permanent addition to the show. So, round of applause for Gibbles for joining.
Yay.
Golf clap.
The sad part is all of our noise cancels and the clap cancels out that clap. So it's just a round of applause, you get fucking silence.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm looking at my computer going, that didn't get anything.
No, there was no registration at all.
But for those at home, yes, we were actually clapping.
Yes. So I don't think that's going to pick up on my end, unfortunately. In the meantime, this break is looking to last probably a couple of months. I think we'll try to shoot back probably around October, somewhere around there, around Halloween maybe ish. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we're going to try to trickle out some short form stuff and keep everybody in the loop on what's going on. So definitely, if you haven't yet, follow us on the social pages. Discord would be the best one. But Instagram, the Facebook page is there. It's deader than my sex life was when I was single. So you're free to jump on there and try to interact if you want, but not a whole lot going on there. So
definitely, as always, the place to interact with us is on Discord.
100% Discord.
Yeah.
By far and large, just join it.
Yeah. Speaking of Discord, I do want to take a second and give a quick shout out to our new Discord member, Fire. I'm in the wrong mode for this, but Fire King. Yeah, he stumbled across us thanks to the Mandalay Bay episode and decided that we were worth his time to join up. So shout out to him. And he's enjoying the shit show, apparently.
Welcome aboard.
We apologize.
Aye, matey.
Now, getting into tonight's episode, we found out about some stuff that absolutely blew our minds. As y'all know, I have been trying to steer the ship a little bit solo, and there's not been an episode in the last couple of weeks. Gibbles and I were going to do an episode last night, and then we got a chance to talk to Gibbs, and we kind of got onto this topic for tonight and decided to go ahead and hold off and do this one tonight, as well as doing the send-off.
Oh, yeah, this got us so riled up. We're like, oh, absolutely, we need to talk about this one.
Yes. What we found out is 1,000% straight out of Black Mirror. If you've not watched Black Mirror, you know we've referenced that show a lot of times on this podcast. Social credit is a thing that here in America is an absolutely damning concept. There is a program out there called Gauge. It is social credit scores for employees and employers. And apparently,
yeah, GageWork.com.
GageWork.com. Thank you.
Yeah.
It provides, and this is straight off of their website, universal employment scores as part of the workforce development platform to assess and improve employee performance and engagement. The score is a key component of the Gauge platform, which aims to build a better workforce through recognition, feedback, and performance management. It's a dynamic metric that reflects how well an employee performs, how long they stay with a company, and how they leave a job.
That's a lot of corporate speak to say, you're getting hosed.
Yeah, that means they can literally blackball you without blackballing you publicly in any kind of easily accessible manner. From what I've been able to gather, this is an app program that operates kind of in the shadows, like some of those private groups on Facebook that people join, and they just disseminate information about people in the local community.
So there's a couple of points here that I think people need to be aware of. And the issue here is it's a platform, and it's really what they're talking about is being a whole workplace ecosystem. So anybody that works in the corporate world right now, they're probably aware of a program called ADP, where basically ADP is a very common thing where you used to clock in and out. That's how you get your PTO days or vacation days, how you organize basically the back end with a job in terms of scheduling. One of the things in here, which is in the website, is it's talking about eventually being somewhat in the same space with the idea is that there are some companies that might have you download that require that to get your hours for your scheduling, to be right, able to do your PTO, vacation, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to eventually become a workplace requirement, number one. Number two, the issue I see is because it is a platform, if you actually look in some of the information and data, just like any other platform when it comes to social media or any sort of information sharing platform, they're allowed to sell and disseminate that information, like what Pip already said. So the bigger problem is, not only can companies that use the program get access to the information, but even companies that don't. So here's my question to you. What's going to happen to your algorithms where if Facebook knows your Gauge score or YouTube or anything else, how will that change things like the ads you see? Will that also change things of how people treat you in public places? Like, for instance, you go with your health insurance somewhere and they say, ooh, yeah, you don't have a very good Gauge score. Maybe we shouldn't offer you these services because why would we spend this money on you? You're only a 300, whereas this person's a 750. They even talk about it in the advertisement, talk about people getting, quote unquote, their preferred positions or hours based on their score. Now, granted, the good news is in America, we actually do have discrimination laws or anti-discrimination laws. So mm-hmm. The good thing is I see this as one of the easiest lawsuits ever. If you apply for something, they tell you no, and you can prove that they based it off of that Gauge score. Obviously, that's going to go somewhere. I think the Anti-Defamation League and a few other things. There's going to be a few other companies and groups that are going to be very much against this.
Oh, but God, yes.
In the advertisement for it, they are talking about companies that are actively, as of today, implementing Chick-fil-A or using them. Yes, Chick-fil-A is one of them.
And it was Jimmy John's was the other one mm-hmm. I saw.
So I... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just recommend people go to their website and look at and watch the trailer. Yeah. Particularly, by the way, look at, I hate to point be this guy, but watch the trailer and look at who they give what scores. You can tell an AI wrote that one, because yeesh, the subtle racism on that one. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you watch any of the recent AI videos, I don't know if it's being made that way or if the AI is like becoming inherently racist. Holy shit. Some of these videos, man.
I really shouldn't
all
laugh.
All you can do is laugh, because it's like, oh my God, it's so overtly bad.
Right.
But it's still fucking hilarious.
Like there are grand wizards that would blush at some of the stuff that I've seen the AI do. Like, I just... There are some things I've seen even on like TikTok and places I look at, I'm like, God damn!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So
it's unreal.
What you were saying about the different rankings kind of brings up a lot of very scary points. What if they give you different amounts of PTO based on your gauge score? What if they give you access to different health insurance plans based on your gauge score? Different costs associated with your health insurance. Different wages based on your gauge score. I mean, this is opening up a literal Pandora's box of all kinds of negative outcomes. There is zero positive for this. The episode Nosedive on Black Mirror is an extremely well-produced visual display of what this can lead to. And then
it's all negative for the employees. It's a net positive for the employers.
Thank you. That's the only positive, is for the employers, the people who are running and getting the data off of this. The Orville also had an episode about this. I think I lost the link.
Most all major sci-fi franchises have discussed this topic.
Majority Rule, that was the Orville episode.
Yes.
Majority Rule. Very well done. Please watch some of this stuff, because holy shit. Very well done, very well produced, very well presented. They show how out of control any of these social credit programs can get. If you don't know much about social credit programs, look to China. They're using social credit systems right now. There's one in place that you cannot get into certain grocery stores to get your food if you do not have a certain social credit score. You cannot get into bank accounts.
Yep.
Or use banking services if you do not have a good enough social credit score. Renting is a horrible process. This is all shit that they want to bring over here, because it's for the betterment of society.
No, it's the betterment for the bottom line. Betterment for the bottom line, man.
It's a system that is designed to obfuscate the responsibilities for citizens that either dissent or fall out of line in any single way. And it is going to become a huge problem, particularly for Americans, because I've seen this a lot in more left-leaning circles, the idea that you have freedom of speech but not freedom of consequences. And one of the weird problems we're going to start having is people that do not agree with certain political opinions are going to get downvoted publicly. You're going to have people that are now going to be way more private about not only their political opinions, but really almost anything. You are going to have people that are going to be far more insular or insulated. And it's even going to extend to things like not only your insurance and where you can work and where you can live, but things like you're 100% right with like grocery stores or restaurants. It's going to become a world where you have to be this fake nice person to everyone around you for fear of the government coming down on you. Because here's the other problem that's not stipulated here. What happens if your gauge score is so low you can't be employed? Let's just say you're in an area that's kind of like a fairly wealthy, you know, uppity kind of neighborhood. And in that neighborhood, a 700 is considered low.
bless your sake, because everyone works for their families. Everyone has a local business, whatever. A lot of their scores are either paid off or not really necessarily reflective. What happens is you're going to have far more economic flight and gentrification based off of your gauge score or social credit score, to where if you thought ghettos were bad now, just wait till someone's driving through saying, oh yeah, we're going through the 300 section of Chicago. Hold your doors tight. Like it's gonna fucking happen. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But weirdly enough, every insurance company, every single healthcare company, all of them are going to be on board, because they can use that as an excuse to not have to uphold their contracts or their deals or anything else. Especially, here's the big thing. How the fuck are you ever going to get a home loan in this economy? Especially when they say, sorry, you know, you have the credit score of 740. You have a gauge score of a 680. It just, those two combined, it doesn't reach our threshold of 1600 plus. So unfortunately, we can't give you this loan. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. It already is for people in China, but let alone over here, where at least in China, as much as it sucks over there, they do have a lot more socialized things over there. So sure, you might not have a lot, but you can still get by. Imagine in America, if you go from having a nice job and a house to being denied your job, denied being able to get another job, and be able denied to rent anywhere.
Yeah.
And that can happen overnight.
Yeah. But keep in mind that, I mean, as of right now, if you try to get a mortgage or a loan or anything like that, they still do ask, you know, hey, where are you working right now? How long have you been working there? You know, if you've only been working here for a year, where have you worked before? So, I mean, they do ask those things, but with the whole addition of a score to it, that can be screwed with so hard. You know, there's no reason why. You know, beyond, okay, I had this job for X amount of years, I had that job for X amount of years, that you need to know, oh, well, how did you operate at that job? Did you work 9 to 5 every day? Or did you work 9 to 5 when you felt like it and the boss had to remind you not to come in late? You know, why would that matter to get a home loan? But, you know, you do something like this, then unfortunately that can start falling in line.
Yeah. It's a very slippery slope. That leads to a whole lot of different hills. And it's...
Yeah, I can't take no more hills. My back is broken enough.
Tell your wife to go easy on you.
I know. Very happy lady.
Yes.
Well, the other thing I think here is there is no measurement for it to be accurate. So this is the other problem, is there will be so many companies that are quote-unquote hiring people that they will pay them to get their score up because they worked for a bad boss who brought down their score. And here the biggest problem I see is what happens if you're a kid out of high school. You get your first job, like, say, like an ice cream shop or something like that. And the boss is like, hey, I'm looking for someone to work 3 days a week. You say, cool, whatever, I get, you know, 16 to 20 hours a week. And then all of a sudden they say, well, I need you for 5 or 6 days a week for 10 hours a day. And they're like, oh, that's what we agreed to. And the boss says, well, such a shame, Jimmy. I hate to have to give you this down vote and bring you down from, you start at a 500. Now you're going to be at a 380 after 1 week. It's like, no. I'll take the hours. And like something we were discussing earlier, what happens if you're not an hourly employee, but a salary employee? What happens when they can start manipulating your hours and your time and your agreements and your contracts,
you
and
become
hold
a slave.
That over you? This is nothing else but indentured servitude.
Yeah.
This is something that we fought against over 100 years ago.
I also worry about the people who can be taken advantage of. Someone makes an advance towards an employee and they get turned down. Well, their 600 just went to a 400 real quick.
Oh, yeah, because that boss got upset that they got turned down.
Uh-huh. I could see a lot of different situations like that coming into play, too. The amount of fraud and bribery that could be put into play with a system like this is sickening.
Mm-hmm. And is there any reason why a boss has to upvote you? Because here's the other problem. Is do they have any reason why they would upvote you? What if you just do your job? They're like, well, but you showed up and did his job. Like, well, you never gave him any upvotes. Well, yeah, because he only did his job.
He's just going to become like the bare minimum.
But that's the problem, is for so many companies, I think this is a problem of the last like 10 years or so that I've been noticing, is a lot of companies, they are expecting you when they set up a job description. Really, the job description is the bare minimum. And they already expect you to do far more than that for either nothing additional or minimal in addition. So here comes the weird problem of people that are going to be stuck in this endless loop where unless they are literally the best of the best, they're not going to get an upvote. Why? Because as an employer, why would I want to upvote you when you could just leave me and go somewhere else? Why would I? I have zero incentive to tell you, hey, good job. Because you might leave. So the problem that's going to be is eventually you're going to have a large subsect of the population that is considered unemployable, that is so low that they are permanently, no matter their skill set, no matter their intentions or anything else, they will be stuck in poverty. Mm-hmm. Because that's how that inevitably always goes. If there's no incentive to give an upvote, people won't.
Yeah, and it becomes this issue where if there's no incentive for the positivity, then it's just a negative cycle. But what you were talking about, that's where that little clause, other duties as required, always gets everybody. That's where they describe the job they want done, but they just leave it open to where, oh, we can take advantage of them by adding this clause in here. So other duties as required is a pretty safe bet. Because they then require you to do this duty, and they can require you to do that duty.
Oh, yes. And if you refuse, then there goes your score.
Exactly.
And I guess this other question is going to become, what's going to happen to our medical system? Because here's the biggest problem I see, too, is what happens if you're stuck in just perpetual hell, where you can't advance, you can't do anything? And I think we all know, in the medical system, nobody's fucking happy. Nobody wants to be there. Mm-mm. Nobody's liking the way this is now. There's so many industries I could see to where, like, who the hell's going to give you an upvote or a like or a, you know, a positive? Hey, no, especially this is employer-based only. The idea is this is not just for people walking around. This is an employer-to-employee thing. At least, like, in Black Mirror or in Orville and a few other things, at least was people just in general giving, like, an upvote or a like. Whereas that's a little bit more like the Chinese system, where it is a little bit more open-ended. But here, it's literally they're doing it for employers and employees. So it's going to be nothing but negative.
You realize there will become like brokers.
Yeah.
There will become like dealers.
There will be shell companies set up with the idea of, hey, I employ you. You give me $500 a week, and every week I'll give you a like, and that way in 6 months you'll be like plus 800, plus 900.
Exactly. You know, it'd just be a black market almost immediately because somebody's going to catch wind of this. Somebody's going to catch wind of it and see the writing on the wall and immediately open up a company for that.
Honestly, that's the first thing I would do. And good luck suing me. Because how can you sue me? What if that's my job? What if that's literally my job? It's a social credit score company. And the idea is you gain a membership and you work for me as an employee. And then for working for me as an employee, as part of that conditional membership, is you get a thumbs up every week. Fucking come after me. Nothing you can do about it.
Yep. That's a legal job.
It's legal.
As long as they show up and do whatever you're requiring.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go. And just you get a bunch of friends together, apply into the app, say it's a legit business, you know, everybody gets paid $1 a week.
The amount of job creation that would stem from that.
Dude, that would fuck up the U.S. economy. Like, all of a sudden, they'd be like, wow, in Q3, there's been 97 million jobs out of nowhere. What's happening? No,
everybody's just giving each other likes.
No, and that's always the problem with that kind of system.
They would have to do a whole new... instead of unemployment numbers, they would have to do like a whole new like factor numbers or dislike factor numbers, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have, what's the current average of gauge scores this week? Yeah. Oh, everybody's down 400 points. Oh, that's not good.
You know, I have likened a social credit system like this as tied for my dystopian hell from Black Mirror. The other one being the robot dogs being used as sentries and other seek and destroy kind of situations. Metalhead was the episode of Black Mirror where they used the robot dogs that we have out, like the one that game or has the flamethrower on it. I don't know if you saw that one or not. It's a great thing. I want one to patrol my yard. those things are kind of cool, but loaded up with the wrong AI. Yes, they're legal to own.
Really?
Yes, in all 50 states, because it's not a flamethrower.
How much are they?
Like $4,000, I think.
That's cheaper than a lot of dogs.
Some breeds, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not a flamethrower, so it's legal to own.
Exactly. But can I replace it with something else?
If you're smart enough, yes.
Ah.
Put a taser on it.
I have one.
Put a taser on it and call it Taser Face.
There you go.
Come here, Sparky.
Yeah. Puts a whole new meaning to that, doesn't
it? Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
But no, I started kind of getting this thought of the organ harvesting market would probably see an uptick because I think so many people would be driven to the brink.
Here's a question. You're bringing this up, and I never thought about this. What happens if they see someone in the hospital and they go, "Ooh, he's a 197." Do we even resuscitate him?
Right.
I mean, really? Does he really need those organs? Really?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
a social credit score that low is going to warrant zero care, zero effort.
And here's a genuine question for you, because I know you were in law enforcement. And I know what the answer is supposed to be, but I also know what the answer I think is going to be. If you pull someone over and you run their number and you say, oof, out of 1,000, they are a 91. Are you treating that situation differently than if someone's like an 874?
Or a 991?
I think we all know the answer is a yes. Even though it's not supposed to be on paper, it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, unfortunately, that would be the case. Unfortunately, is it like you say? Is it supposed to be that way? You know, you're supposed to look it from, you know, a perspective of did they break the law or not? Doesn't matter who they are, what they look like, age, sex, any of that. It should be as simple of, you know, did they break the law? Did they violate a, something that can cause a citation, whatever. But yeah, the score, and you start pulling that in, and all of a sudden we'd have access to that. Oh, the mess you would create.
Can you imagine the quality of legal defense they would be entitled to because of that score?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's only a 150. He gets give him Joe. He's just out of law school.
You get public defender number 987.
Hey.
Last in the grade in 1983 has not won a single case in 25 years. Good luck, and may God have mercy on your soul. It's like it's just.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No, exactly. But that's what's kind of scary, though. I know we're joking about it, but this is something that is literally around the corner, because I hate to say it, as it is, the credit score system that we have currently is already a fucking sham.
Uh-huh.
And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So the fact that, I got a car loan, I got a mortgage, I got all this other stuff, but if I pay the car loan off, guess what happens? Now your credit score goes down. Oh, yeah, that's a negative thing. Oh, well, you no longer have that loan on your name for the credit utilization. Well, I was always told growing up that if you take a loan out, it's a good thing to pay off your loan. That at one time, I understood it from what I was taught in high school. You pay off the loan, that's good for your credit history. I don't know when all of a sudden you pay off a car loan, it makes your credit go negative.
Yeah, but
I don't get that. Why is it that I need to keep a car loan going just so that my credit stays up. That makes zero sense. And oh, and if you have a low credit score, certain jobs that, you know, they, I hear like claims of, oh, money and stuff like that, you know, that credit score could keep you from getting a job anyways. Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah.
About the whole loan thing, that was a long, long, long time ago that you were taught that.
Yeah, I know it was.
Because I was taught the same thing. That.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm aware. I'm old, but you know.
I know. I'm there with you.
But we're the same age. It is insane that we have a system that's based on habitual overspending.
Yes.
That's based on entrapment. So, for example, so the issue I had is I recently got a newer car. And mind you, in my life, I have never been in debt. I've always had money put aside. And I own a house that's worth a good chunk of money outright. So I have everything. And I had a good credit score. I think it was like 790 or something, 70, 790 when I applied.
Ooh.
I was denied the Toyota financing from Toyota because that would have been my first loan. And I did not have enough of loan history, even though have a credit card history of 14 years. They said, nope, you've never taken out an auto loan before, so we cannot honor this 5.4%, so you have to start for a few months at 9%.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, I can still afford it. It's not the end of the world, but it pissed me off, so I'm sitting there thinking, I've done everything right. You little feckin'... And I still have to bend over and take it, even though I'm doing it right. Doing everything correctly, but it doesn't fucking matter. So that's... But the same thing, I think, will happen with the social credit score. Mm-hmm. Where you could go to your job, spend the extra money, the extra time, do everything right, and your boss doesn't have to give you a like, and then eventually that will come back to bite you. You'll never get the promotion.
So you know how in North Korea, if you commit a crime, your family can pay the price?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what
yeah.
if they institute your a system like everything. That? Where if you do a crime, your children, your grandchildren take the social credit penalty.
Well, you know what I feel like it would be? It might be less of
that'd be
family,
enough to give me a coronary.
But, you want to feel like what happened though would be the household. So it wouldn't be necessarily be family members, but I feel like that house in general, the household, especially if you are considered head of house, that might be like a generic social credit score for the house.
Okay, so we're going down the Klingon path. I got you.
Yes. but I don't see how this wouldn't go that way, though, at some point.
Yeah.
You know? And especially, by the way, this is not just likes and dislikes, too, on that gauge score. They can leave comments and leave other stuff. So,
it's wide open.
Here's the other half of this. What happens if you're in a male-dominated industry like I am, and we like to joke around and have some fun, or make some jokes, and say some things, and my boss comes in and catches the wrong end of a conversation? I'm fucked. Sometimes there's no way of explaining what I just said without the full context, or because I work with mechanics, you're going to hear some wild shit. So what happens, God forbid, by the way, if this score ever enters the military or anything else like that, God for fucking bid. But it's, everybody's fucked. Everybody.
I was going to say, you have some wild conversations. What do you think about half the shit I say?
I'm assuming you're just talking to a wall half the time, because if you were talking to a person, they need therapy. Especially if they're 8 or 10 hours a day with you. Jesus Christ.
You are questioning our friendship.
Until a crazy person tells you you're crazy, so.
Yeah.
Dude, the one time we hung out in person when we met up last year, my face hurt for 3 days straight from just laughing in disgust. So let alone working with you every day. Yeah, the walls need therapy. I don't know if there's a therapist for drywall, but like you need to find it. Like, I'm...
Oh, yes. Good times.
So then I guess here's the other twist. That means we could downvote all of our politicians into oblivion.
Oh,
I bet you they'll have immunity.
Because
if they do this,
they would have immunity.
I'm just going to sit there. All you're just going to hear is Nancy Pelosi's been downvoted by one. Nancy Pelosi's been downvoted by one. Endlessly.
No.
Have
you seen that fucking video making the rounds lately with the lizard? Lizard. That's all the downvotes. That's all they would hear all day. Downvote.
You would end up turning into the dude from World of Warcraft, just leaning back. Click, 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 click.
Down.
Oh, yeah. You got the freaking carpal tunnel wristband on, you know, sipping out off your hat. Never getting up because you got the toilet built into the chair and you're just downvoting Nancy Pelosi all day.
Bathroom.
Mom, I'm having a Nancy Pelosi. Help me.
But the sad part is our group of friends, though, we would actually probably spend a lot of time downvoting every single politician.
Yeah.
To where basically all of them but Rand Paul would be at like negatives. They wouldn't even be able to get like a McDonald's. Like
Rand sandwich. Paul and maybe RFK. All hail the brainworm.
he's allowed to have a two because yeah, he has a disability, so like it's fine.
Oh my god!
But dude, I think going to be the biggest thing too is if that becomes open to the public or like an open source thing, or especially here's the other part I was thinking about too. What happens if you're reporting things that are either HIPAA related in medical or like different confidential things that happen? This could get serious really quickly in terms of people's privacy.
Yeah. Also,
that's why I don't think it would work anyways in the end, because privacy laws.
Well, I think for this to work and take off, the privacy laws will probably go away. But also, what happens when your vote history becomes public record?
So I wonder if that's the other thing too. I wonder if somebody reports you, be like, this person voted for blank, and they give them a downvote.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like you can just immediately sue them.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for that software to really work the way I think they want it to, because if you really read what they said on that website, it's just disturbing the things that they're wanting to do.
It opens up so many potentialities.
Now, can I segue this into the part two topic here that I think we need to discuss that has to do with this?
Do it.
Because I know I sent you a text about this. I didn't discuss it with Gibbles yet, but I wanted to see the reactions.
Do it. Uh-huh. Do it. Send it.
I don't know if everyone in chat or everyone at home knows this. In England, they just enabled over the weekend that all explicit content has to be accessed via an ID or face verification with a scan and everything else like that. Like they have to basically prove that you're the person you say who you are for all explicit content on the internet. Now,
oh yeah,
with this social credit score plus that, you're going to see a lot of celebrities or famous people's X-rated histories becoming
disappearing.
Public.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Becoming widely available.
Well, that's okay.
But also,
they're using Norman Remus to get past the porn ID check. So,
well, here's the catch 22 of that is there are people that have been using the game Death Stranding and a few other ones that have actual facial features and everything, things you can manipulate to get past.
Yeah. That's what I was just referencing with Norman Remus, because he's the main character.
So.
Or main protagonist, whatever.
I guess my second part of this question was going to be, not only does this system not work, and not only is it very invasive, but how do you know that these scores or any of the stuff or any of this information is going to be actually relevant to you in terms of it being actually you? If you thought before identity theft was bad, imagine the landslide that would happen if you got not only your ID and your private stuff posted online because you had to do age verification and everything else on that, but your social credit was wrongfully downvoted or terminated or something else because that wasn't actually you. Will we see a new age of piracy where someone will find your likeness, your information? Because I don't know if you guys know this, but actually right now it's illegal on Grok and ChatGPT-4 and everything else to create an ID, like a federal ID or a license, but if you have it do it a certain way, you can get around those limitations. So the question is, how long is it going to be until people are using fake IDs or IDs of other people to apply for jobs, to then tank their credit score, and then say, that's not me, and then look up weird stuff on the internet? If you combine all this shit, the age of piracy is upon us, my friends. It is more of a digital landscape now. But
no, it's about to be a renaissance of piracy, is what it is.
Absolutely. It's
can we bring back the feathered hats and the, you know, the hook hands?
People are going to have to get face tattoos just to prove and keep themselves unique.
You know what's going to be weird whenever wants to put a fucking barcode on their forehead?
Like, it's Jesus.
It's the mark of the beast.
Isn't that one of the things like Christianity was like talking about, the mark of the beast or some weird crap like that?
Yep.
Well, this is kind of what I'm not like directly alluding to, but we are eventually going to go so far towards this censorship shit that it's going to come back around and have to be all of it negated. Because I feel like the way we're going, you're going to go back to a point to where it's going to be a paper document only system at some point. We're eventually going to have to say, you know what? No more digital, no more nothing.
Yep. Full circle.
Involved with this. Because it's going to be so easy to manipulate with AI. So easy. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I don't until know if you guys know. Once AI figures out.
Well, it's until they get.
Oh, sorry, you go.
Oh, sorry. No, you go. I was going to say, until they get the whole quantum computer stuff standardized, yeah, AI could totally mess with everything.
Oh, yeah. And especially once AI figures out how to generate barcodes, that's one of the big things. Once they get the barcodes right on IDs and stuff like that, that's all the verification. They can make Game a real over. ID and do everything. You can be anybody. There is no limitation.
Mm.
Especially if you're one of those people that's very like generic looking. You know those people that's just like, wow, there's like 97 of you I met in my life. Like, those people are going to be fucking dangerous. So, I don't know. It's just going to be a wild, wild west.
That's terrifying.
Don't be watching explicit content and giving away your ID because people be watching. People be knowing. Don't do that.
Right. You know, that's going to take us back to the days of downloading the stuff.
Yeah,
now hard drive prices are going to go up again.
Right?
They've been so cheap for so long.
Buy them now and stock up.
But the difference will be is you won't be stuck with, you know, what, a megabyte a second or, you know, 56K modem speeds and all that.
When you sit there and wait 20 minutes for a picture to download, just be like, "Tit!" And you get excited.
I think I see a nipple. Mm-hmm. I think I see. Oh, boy.
Here comes the other question. Is the government going to go after VPN companies? Because in England, from what I saw, because of all these laws, people are signing up to VPNs by the millions. You know, God forbid you take away people's pornography, you know.
Speaking of taking away porn, I don't know how true this is. I just saw something today, and it may have been an older video. Something about a bill being introduced to ban all porn in the U.S.
Yeah, there's some crazy Republican moron who's decided that it's going to be a hill he's going to die on. I don't know if he's doing it as a spoof or if he's just doing it because he's letting religion, you know, run his ethics.
I feel like that there's...
But I did see that.
There's a way to go about it, and I feel like in typical Republican fashion, they have no idea about how to message and make that an understandable thing. It's one thing if they said, hey, maybe we got to make it so children can't access this stuff. And that's kind of where the line is. But if you're a consenting adult, that's your choice. It's no different than walking to a strip club or going to an explicit shop or anything else like that. However, conversely, if they want kids to stop accessing it, make there be penalties for kids accessing that the parents got to fucking pay for. Give the law some teeth on that one, because not for nothing. I cannot believe the shit that I would hear from, like, because I have a little sister and some of her friends. They were young and they were getting a hold of stuff that was like, good fucking Lord, no. That's not okay, but many of their parents just didn't care. They're like, well, they're going to get access to it anyway. It's like, no, that's fucking disgusting. Like, no, No, okay. They're not old enough to handle that.
Yeah. So, in regards to the senator that it was a senator that put this bill forward. Yes, Mike Lee. He's from Utah, which totally makes a lot of sense. So he's using religion to back his ethos, and it also takes aim at trans people. Well, because of the whole obscenity clause, because so many people that are highly orthodox religious people feel that the trans population is obscene in some way.
No, I just feel like there's a lot of closeted gay people in Utah. I'm just going to throw that one out there. I don't feel like it's that they're more obscene than any other group. I just feel like there's a lot of straight guys in Utah searching up penises, and they just don't want to admit it.
So. Yeah, there's probably that too. But yeah, they don't want to, like, Amazon to stop selling trans themed children's book, ban trans students from school sports, intentionally misgendering, you know, things like that. And in some things I can understand the concern, but to sit there and outright say we need to do a ban is dumb.
Yes.
You know, the moment we sit there and start doing book burnings and banning things, then we're no better than some of the countries we fought and beat back in the day.
It should be. Oh, sorry, you go.
Yeah. No, I was going to just kind of like at that point, I'm just kind of grumbling because I've got books that my wife and I have bought because, you know, schools were banning it. I know there was one guy that his book was, it was cute. And was talking about an alternate lifestyle family. And it was innocent book. It was not going out of its way to corrupt anybody. It's just talking about yet another form of family. Yeah. And I'm a very conservative person, but even I was looking at this book going, you know, it's not that bad. You know, because there are different types of families out there. And for some way like Senator Mike Lee to sit there and go, you know, these things are obscene. We should... Man, fool, no.
Well, it is very weird hill to die on, especially when it seems like he has a more of a problem of the over-sexualization rather than just people like identifying a certain way. That's always been the problem with the messaging on the Republican Party has been like, hey, if you just message this correctly, most people will be behind you. But instead, you're not coming across very well and you're not getting your point right because, quite frankly, you don't give enough of a damn to actually take 5 minutes and fucking learn something. Because, I don't know, I guess some people hit a certain age and all of a sudden, like, yep, new information. I'm fucking allergic to that shit. Like, I don't know. I don't understand it.
So,
I mean, I was going to also put in, you know, if we were going from the sideline of, like, the parades and stuff, like in Washington, D.C., you have, you know, the gay and lesbian, transgender, however the alphabet people having their parade once a year. Nothing wrong with it until you see some of the stuff that's put out in public. The normal stuff that would normally on any other day get you arrested immediately for indecent exposure, and they're walking around like it's normal.
Right.
You know, you have small children being brought to this parade while you've got some dude dressed as a chick with some giant dildo hanging out and they're flagging them around like it's, the Macy's Day Parade and trying to act like that's normal.
See, that should be treated no different like any other day. Like that's laws are laws. Apply it equally. It's that simple.
Right. And to me, it's like, you know, again, if you just acted like just everyone else, like, okay, guess what? You want to dress like a woman, dress like a woman. But understand there's certain aspects that you're not going to sit there and shove down someone's throat. I have family. They're gay. They're lesbian. And even they're looking at some of these people going, what the fuck? Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that a senator from the soaking capital of the U.S. is trying to ban stuff like that. Also, the out-of-touch stuff. Look at Texas. They just banned pot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's bad.
But, like...
Well, look at your state. The people voted for it, and they're trying to re-ban it.
Well, that's our idiot governor, and he's going to be out of office soon.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The Republicans keep picking the weirdest fucking hills to die on.
They can't leave the will of the people alone. And this goes for every candidate. both sides of the aisle, follow the will of the people, and you'll be fine. Period. Yeah.
When the majority said X, Y, and Z, this is how we voted, this is what we want. Everyone else sitting there in the minority screaming, no, 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 we, you know, you can't do that. That's not PC, or no, this is wrong. Sorry, the way this country works is the majority wins.
Mm-hmm. Not supposed
and
to
if
be.
The majority's, yeah. So if the majority goes, we want pot, you know what? You listen to your constituents and go, I guess this is what my constituents want, so this is the way I'm going to have to vote. Because that's all you are, is to represent. You're not in charge. You're just the guy that's at the front of the line going, okay, this is what everyone's voting for, so this is the way I'm going to go.
Yes, but
not the Democrats going, oh, well, you know, everybody wanted this, but you know what? Screw them. We're still going to do this because we know we're right.
Bold of you to assume that politicians should be beholden to the people that vote them in office.
Oh, yeah.
How dare
no,
you?
No, no. Nay, nay, sir. Nay, nay.
Yeah, I know.
No, we no. say nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
Watched politicians for over 13 years in D.C. do whatever the hell they want.
Gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, they're never held accountable. Never
no.
are.
No.
Why would they? They don't have a social credit system.
Oh yeah. And D.C. council, all that. I mean, these people are so not held accountable that you pull one of those fools over, by the time you're done with that traffic stop, let me tell you, you're going to have multiple calls or told on the radio, give me a call, and then you're getting a tongue lashing. Why the hell did you pull that person over?
Promise.
Oh, it's not going to be as nice as you think it is.
Damn it. I rather enjoyed the last tongue lashing I got.
Yeah, no, it won't be nice like that. And it's going to be a lot worse than the sandpaper condom that the military likes to provide.
I miss those days.
Mm.
I'm surprised they provided condoms.
Well, they had to come up with some form of resistance.
Well, they had to prevent the spread of the lion's mane genital warts.
Oh.
Yeah. Because after a while, when you're told to bend over, you know, it does get loose. So they had to come up with another form of punishment to go with it.
Oh, jeez.
Sandpaper butt plugs.
Right.
Oh my god, I just
we broke jibs. Yes. 1, 2, 3 toasty.
Sandpaper butt plugs where the itch is just that deep.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Ooh, that's a good tagline for that.
Yeah, you
know. Oh. Yeah, there's something else for the merch store.
Oh, jeez, yeah. No. Get your butt plugs here. Send paper butt plugs.
Oh, yes. Just like that, too, for the commercial. Okay, oh, I got to write that one down. That's yes. Awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
You know, we're a weird bunch.
Yes, we are. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's true. Being normal's boring.
Exactly. Round Bob normal pants is what you get. I'm only that way when I start talking to somebody new and I'm like a couple dates and then, you know, the pants come off and I'm like this.
I can't say those words on the podcast, but I have many questions. But the problem is you said, and I quote, I'm like this, and mind you, the picture behind you is a chicken with arms holding a machete. So, I don't know.
Well, no, it's a short sword, not a machete. It's a short sword. Get it right.
I'm sorry. You know,
it's Maximus Cockamus.
Biggest.
Wow.
I have a friend in Rome called Biggest Dickus. Oh, man, Monty Python.
Indubitably.
I wish Monty Python came back. Like, I know it's like a short aside, but we need humor like that again. God.
Yeah. We need better things coming out of Europe than Black Mirror coming to life.
Yeah, they're just trying to scare everybody.
Dude, now that you mention it, like, is anything positive come out of Europe in the last like 20 years?
No.
Really, there hasn't been any movies, like any TV shows, really.
Listen. I will say, I did find one show that I really liked. It was Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown's Boys, or however you call that show. I really enjoyed that one.
I'm not going to get into the political diatribe here on the podcast, but the things coming out of Europe now are worrisome. And I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but it is scary. And it's something that we may have to address one day. But I don't know.
It's not their second.
There's a lot of research.
It's not all the refugees trying to rape more women, is it?
Well, that's part of it.
Come on.
A little bit of a spoiler there.
Well, damn.
A little bit of a spoiler on that one.
That was a guess.
Well, I do want to like not to bring up anything political, but I do want to see how Poland's going to look 6 months from now versus the rest of Europe, because they've done some very anti-European things. Yeah, some very more conservative, I think, stuff that
European
doing.
Texas. That is the best.
Description. Oh yeah, they're turning. They're turning into little Texas right there.
Yeah. So I'm very curious to see how they're going to look, what the data is going to show. But I don't want to discuss it too much, because that's going to be a whole different episode that we got to dive into and do some research on. Because there's a lot happening in Europe right now, particularly in England. I am so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. England, I know we kicked your ass a couple hundred years ago, but we stand with you, and you have our heartfelt sympathies for the way that your country is getting taken.
I am so sorry they're jailing people for putting music lyric quotes on Facebook.
I know, right? You know, the Puritans came to the U.S. I'm trying to figure out how they ended up back in Britain.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So we're pretty much. Any other comments on the previous topics?
Social credit bad. Don't let it happen.
What?
If you are not someone who is active, this is probably the one thing that you would need to get involved with and call Congress people, Senator folk.
Yes.
If I've already done that. Yeah. If it comes out to there's an actual protest on this shit, do not let the gauge system come to your neck of the woods. It is completely bad to the core.
Yeah. Really? And it doesn't even have to be gauge.
Anything that's
whatever they name.
Yeah. Any kind of social credit system, period, is not an American benefit. Not for the American people, not for the American workers, not for the country as a whole. Go ahead, Gibbs.
Sorry, what I was going to say is we're going to have to push for anti-social credit score legislation, as well as I hope people need to do some research before you apply for jobs or how many jobs in your area that are requiring those. You should make it public on Facebook groups, Instagram groups, shame those companies, make it public. Make them aware. And I would even go as so far as I might even fake apply to these jobs to go there and waste their fucking time just to tell them, hey, this is some communist bullshit, and I'm telling everyone I know, stay the fuck away from your company. Don't fucking do this.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we got enough people together and had these companies where they spend hours a day going through all of our resumes that we keep making, because we can keep using AI and I keep the shit up all day, buddy, maybe they'll change. And maybe that's the point. Make them lose so much money. So what was the phrase that I said during game stocks? We can remain stupid longer than they can remain solvent. Uh-huh. So let's do that. You know, let's at this point make it so it's so insanely non-profitable for them to do this that they can't keep it up.
Yeah, I'll let someone borrow the brain cell while I do that. So that way I just let the autism take over.
Yeah. Deny them the Viagra. Don't let them keep it up.
Yeah.
Just like my shirt says tonight, we will exist out of spite.
But I'm happy.
Yes.
My shirt doesn't say anything cool. I can't really contribute on that one.
Yeah.
Mine's just Patrick getting the drink on. Oh, I'm Patrick.
I got mine from Mandatory Fun Day.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, I guess that brings us to the end of the... are we going to call this a season?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
A season of fun, a season of learning.
The end of season one. You know, we've learned a lot. We went way farther than what we expected.
Oh my God. Hell like, yeah.
Thousands and thousands of views, tens of thousands of impressions and stuff like that. A lot of different countries. I don't know the exact number right now, but we had a ton of different
15.
Countries.
15.
Yeah.
15 so, different 15 countries.
Yeah.
So, no kidding.
So, I mean, it went much farther than what we expected. So, you know, I do really appreciate everybody that's, you know, checked in, that's been a part of this, that's been listening. We're not going away permanently. This is not a goodbye. This is just a, you know, temporary hiatus just so we can figure out some stuff and come back even stronger. You know, because as I will admit, I got to get my life in order and get social media stuff rolling. And, you know, we just kind of want to, I guess, make things more efficient and also be able to do more. And that's kind of the other big thing we're excited for is, well, we might talk about crapping on AI a lot, but you can't beat him, join him, you know?
Yeah. And we're going to. I know we kind of hinted at a big episode and we decided to hold off on it because there is just too much to learn and there was not enough time to do it while still trying to put out the episodes that we were trying to do. So when we come back, we are going to hit the ground running with an absolutely banger of an episode as long as we can get this shit figured out. We might have to actually hire some help to get this shit done. I'm hoping not. But it's going to be a great episode when we come back. So hopefully it's not very long. I think October at the latest it should be. I know Gibbs is the one with a lot of the time commitment issues. He's very overextended. He's going to come back.
He's a popular man.
And he's probably going to be kind of gaped a little bit.
This is not consensual. This is just.
Yeah.
You know.
Remember the safe word, Gibbs?
Pineapple. Got it.
Yeah. And Gibbles, we're
looking
forward.
Don't make it upside down.
We're looking forward to having you on board going forward, buddy.
Sounds good.
So
kind of messed up on coming in at the end going, oh, yeah, we're taking a break. Bye.
He's using the royal we on that one.
Yeah.
Welcome to the group. Bye.
Yeah. No, that's just a good way to get your feet wet on being a main chair in this.
And then wet.
When we come back, you'll be right here with us. So thank you again to everybody that's helped us get this far. We literally could not have done it without you. And we can't wait to see you when we get back. So thanks again. We love you. And we'll see you all soon.